This is a Radio Charwell original podcast.
We love science!
So sport's quite important, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I could just sit in front of the TV all day.
No, I'm so happy.
And also, I've done a lot of things, so I'm kind of preparing patients before surgery and taking care of them after surgery.
Wow!
And doing observations.
Science
to
what are you
going to
be a mess for? What do you think?
Healthcare, mental health, vaccines, and
science and beyond.
Welcome back to Science and Beyond, presented by me, Alex. I hope you are doing well. I have recently moved to Leeds to start my studies in medicine, and honestly, it's going amazing. Right now, I'm in my third week, and the content is really interesting. So let me catch you up to speed. I have been mainly learning about genes and proteins, and now enzymes. And we are also diving into topics such as ethics and patient case studies and different types of research like cohort studies and randomly allocated trials. I've also joined the badminton club. I really love badminton and I really love being out there on the court. And I'll also be attending an online cardiology series, which is very interesting because I'm sure you know by now I really enjoy cardiology, and I think I'll also join the cardiology club. And yeah, I can't wait to learn more and soon go on placements and interact with patients, because I think I definitely need a good refresher of what it's like to be in the hospital, because it has been a while. And now, as I am in Leeds, I think I'll introduce you a little bit to the city without you needing to step foot in there. So first off, let's start off with some fun facts and then three interviews with each of our guest speakers. So first off, Leeds is the birthplace for carbonated drinks. So anyone drinking Coca-Cola or any fizzy drinks right now, it's all thanks to Leeds. The city is also like very involved in the television and film industry, and the oldest surviving film here was found, and it's called the Roundhay Garden Scene, and it was filmed in 1888. First moving picture was created here, and it was the first city in the UK to have a television service. And one of my favourite facts is that the first M&S was created here, and that was actually in the infamous Kirkgate Market, in a very tiny green coloured market store, and you can actually still visit it today, and I have seen it, and it looks very, very cute. It also has very good public transport and a very big shopping scenery, and that's precisely what I've been doing today. And you can also find a very beautiful river called the Eyre meandering through the city. And there's also a really beautiful corn market exchange, and it's really beautiful because it has this stunning piece of architecture, and it's often imprinted on postcards and fridge magnets. So I have a couple of those. Even though I'm not a tourist, I think they're really good as souvenirs. If you are into soap operas, the TV show Emmerdale was filmed like very, very close to Leeds in the village of Esholt. And finally, the Leeds coat of arms features owls, making them the symbols of the city, and it dates all the way back to the Battle of Hastings in 1066. So maybe that's a sign for me to get an owl plushie. Okay, going back to what I've been up to, I have interviews 3 guests. I wanted to have a little bit of variety for you all, because we're not diving into the science just yet. I think that I'll have to wait for next episode. So first of all, we have the amazing and well-known head of the MBCHB medicine program here at the University of Leeds, Professor Mo Wu. And afterwards, I have also interviewed 2 of my favourite local businesses in Leeds, one of which is called Sips Leeds, because on my way to the university, on one of the roads, there is the tiniest matcha stand, and they sell matcha and cookies, and I think they have upgraded the menu to sell pistachio matcha, so that is definitely very new. And then I also interviewed a local business called Taco Bite, and it's right next to Trinity Leeds, and it's a takeaway street food truck. Okay, let's dive in.
Science and beyond. Radio Cherwell.
Okay, hello everyone. So I am here with Professor Mo, and first of all, why don't you tell us a little about yourself and what you do?
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. I'm a medical doctor. I work in the NHS. I'm a physician and geriatrician by trade. Geriatrician means I'm a physician specializing in care of the senior citizens' well-being. And my subspecialized area is Parkinson's disease. This is also a common condition in older people in our country. Why I have chosen medicine is that, you know, I got inspiration from my parents. Both my parents are medic. My dad is an academic person. He's a pharmacologist. My mom is a clinician. She's a hematologist. Hematologist means a blood specialist. So she specialized in the people with different sorts of blood disorders. So I get inspiration from my parents. I have to say, my parents are also my mentors in my early days of education. So I went to follow their footpath. So therefore, when I finished my school, and I decided I will try a medical school entrance. And then I got a seat, and then I studied medicine, and then I became a junior doctor. I did most of my training in West Midlands, mainly in the Birmingham. I did my visit physician training in West Midlands. Then I proceeded my higher specialty training in geriatric medicine and general medicine in West Midlands. Then I became fully qualified, and then I became a consultant physician and geriatrician in Birmingham since 2014.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I mean, I was also wondering why specifically geriatrics, because there's so many different fields, and like right now, I'm not sure what kind of field I want to go into. I'm thinking maybe about cardiology or diabetes, but why? What led you to geriatrics specifically?
Very good question. That was related to my personal experience. I have to say my childhood experience. As I mentioned to you before, both my parents are doctors. So when I was young, my parents were very busy. They were very busy with their academic commitments and their postgraduate education as well. My father went to Japan to do his PhD, and my mom, they did his harder hematology training in London and the southern England. So I spent most of my childhood with my grandparents, my mother's parents, and then I have to be honest with you, I was grandma's favorite in family. So I was a bit mischievous. I have to be very honest with you, because grandma's was my, guardian, my angels. So that sort of things. And then she was my safe house. So when I became a doctor, and then after I finished my basic physician training, yes, I have to choose the higher specialty training. there are many different subjects under umbrella of internal medicine. I can try the cardiology, I can try the respiratory medicine, I can be a gut specialist, a gastroenterology, I will try the blood disorders, hematology like my mom, but you know, at that stage, my grandparents were quite old. Now both passed away during the pandemic, to be honest. It was a sad thing to me. So I went to look after a senior citizen like my grandparents. So whenever I see the older person and older patients, I feel like I am looking after my grandmother. So this personal feeling and emotion, encouraged me to pursue my future careers in geriatric medicine.
Wow, that's so moving. I completely understand about being grandma's favorite because honestly, I am too. I really love my grandma, and she actually has both diabetes and hypertension. So I think that's kind of why I enjoy learning about that as well. I didn't realize it at the time, but because, you know, she takes these different medicines to manage it, and then I subconsciously kind of picked it up, I started learning about it, and I think that is where my interest stemmed from. So I completely understand you on that. I was wondering, what does your role look like day to day? What kind of things do you do, and just what does it involve?
My day-to-day role is really trusting and rewarding as well. But it is a very busy job. So my day-to-day life is what we call clinical academic. That means that it is the hybrid, work, clinical component and academic component. In a typical week, from Monday to Thursday, I work in the medical school, University of Leeds, and I am responsible for delivery of medicine program or MBCHP program. In our program, there are about 1,500 students coming from UK and international. So we are truly inclusive global academic family. Every Friday, I do my clinical practice as a physician and a geriatrician. So I do one round. I see my patients, not only the older patients, but also the younger patients as well, because I do a general medicine the round as well. And I see the patients in the medical assessment unit. I see the patients in the emergency unit. And I do a clinic. My clinic is a Parkinson clinic because I have a special interest in older people with Parkinson's disease. So basically, Monday to Thursday, I do academic work, and then I manage the one of the largest medicine programs in this country. And Friday is my clinical day as a practicing physician in NHS.
Wow, that is so varied. I was thinking personally of having like a similar role to that when I'm older, because I really like the variety as well. I love learning. I love teaching others about what I learned, but then actually being able to kind of work as a physician, and it's just so rewarding being around people. Like, I think that is such a kind of combination of those two roles, such a good combination. Since you are the head of the medical school or the MBCHB program, I was wondering what advice you would give to first years like me, who are, you know, fresh and two or three weeks in now, so.
Excellent question, Alex. First of all, I want to congratulate you and all your fellow colleagues because, the securing medical school admission is not easy. It is very competitive, and then you pass through many challenges in your career, for example, in your GCSE, A-level exam. So I want to extend my sincere thanks and appreciations to your beloved families, parents, friends, and all of them. There are many people behind your career journey. Without them, without their support, without their kindness, without their care, and without their encouragement and motivation, I have to be honest with you, you cannot imagine where you are today. So first thing. Second thing is that medicine is not just a university course. It is a vocational training linked with the NHS and it is the public interfacing program. So therefore, as a medical student, you have to follow the good medical practice and professionalism set by the German Medical Council. I'm truly proud of all of you because all my students, including you, are very mature and then very professional, and then you always behave as the ethically responsible global citizen. So this is very important to the school and to all of us. So you are future of medicine and the our hope. So my advice to the medical students is that as it is a vocational training, you need to learn many things. You need to learn not only in your classroom, but also in the hospital setting, communities, placements, and general practices. So therefore, study hard. This is important. And whenever you learn, don't forget to reflect what you have learned today. Then read about to fill your knowledge gap. Then don't hesitate to reapply what you have learned or what you have read into the clinical practice when you see the patients or when you communicate with the patients. This is the first thing. Second thing is that please keep a little bit flavor of conventional. This is important because in the end of the day, we the doctors deal with humans who suffer from disease or illness. Humans are emotional living creatures. Humans have the expectation. Different humans come from the different background. So I want you all to be aware of humanity, human aspect, and the conventional approach. Sympathy and empathy are also incredibly important in our profession. Third thing is that, as I said, as you know, you all come from very different and diverse backgrounds, not only in the UK, but also international. So therefore, make friends each other, support one another, and then look after each other. In least, our culture is not competitive culture. Our culture is collaborative and inclusive culture. So learn together, work together, and move forward together. The other thing is that I said, the medicine is tough. So I always ask you guys to study hard, but only other sides of the world. I want to enjoy your university life and the campus life as well. Because you are a university student, so I want you to get involved in the extracurricular activities, sport activities, and engage with the students from the other programs and the other school as well. So this is the way to thrive on your maturity and to expand your networking. So this is all my advice to you. The other thing is, as you know, my focus is your progress and your success. So therefore, whatever you need, please do not come and talk to me or any of my colleagues. In least, we all work together as a team. We are an academic family, and you, the students, are the value members of this academic family. Therefore, I always said, in the medical school, the main person, the stakeholders, the key stakeholders of medical school is not the head of the medical school, it's not the professors. The key stakeholders of the medical schools are students. So medical school is the republic of the students, not the kingdom of the professors. This is, I want to inform you and all other students with due respect.
Thank you so much. That made me even more excited to progress through the course. And I just wanted to add that I completely agree that medicine is a very vocational course. I actually worked as a nursing assistant during my gap year, and I found that the experience was very enriching, and to be able to interact with patients and kind of see areas within the hospital where we can improve, where we're doing well, and even like interacting with nurses and getting to see their side from this and what they do and what I do as a nursing assistant as well. I feel like I've learned so many transferable skills that I can apply during my placement, so I absolutely cannot wait. And I'm really glad that Leeds also offers placements quite early on in the course, because I find that applying my learning into an environment is a lot more beneficial for me. So thank you so much. And I also have a question for you. This one is a very fun one. What is your favourite place on campus, seeing as you have
the campus as your background screen. Do you have a favorite place at all?
Yes, I have a favorite place in the campus. The whole campus is green, leafy, and beautiful. I liked, a bit of the modern architecture. So whenever I feel stressed out, I, as a human, sometimes I feel emotional, I feel stressed out. So I walk away from our medical school building, and I walk to the place called Nexus. Nexus is one of the modern buildings in the campus. And then there is a small coffee shop, Italian coffee shop. I usually go and sit in this cafe and have a cup of cappuccino with a pastry. So this is my favorite place, or a little bit of escape from my routine activities and responsibilities.
That's a very good place. I think I'll have to check it out now. I haven't been yet. Now, one last question. I don't know much personally about Parkinson's because we haven't really touched it on the topics that we've done so far. So as you're an expert, can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Parkinson's is one of the common chronic conditions in this country, particularly in the people at age 75 and over. So it is the progressive neurodegenerative conditions. It is not an infection, so it cannot be communicable from one person to another person, and it is not cancer as well. So it cannot be cured because it is a progressive degenerative condition, but it can be controlled. In other words, the progress of disease can be slowed down with medication. So when people have the Parkinson's disease, that is the mainly related to the neuronal signals deficits, one chemical called the dopaminergic neurons in the brain are the deficits, and then people present with the slowness, shakiness, and post-stress instability. These are the main features of the Parkinson's disease. And then sometimes people can present with the speech disturbance. When you talk to an older person with the Parkinson's, you may notice that his or her voice or their voice was a bit of hoarse or dysphonic voice. So that is the noticeable condition. In the very early stage, in some people complain that they have loss of smell. So this is also related to this dopaminergic neuronal deficiencies in the brain. So in terms of the treatment, there are the medications called Levodopa is the very common medications that we use. This is the safest medication for managing Parkinson's disease. But even we give the patients a medical treatment, as I said, we need to explain to the patients and families carefully and openly with sympathy and empathy. We cannot fix the problem completely. It cannot be cured, but it can be controlled. So therefore, in a Parkinson's journey, the important thing is the teamwork. Patients, their family members, or their carers, and then the Parkinson's doctors and the teams need to work together to make sure patients' Parkinson's journey is smooth and safe. So this is the way we do. So therefore, as a Parkinson's consultant, I know my patients well, because my patients are not one of my patients don't do a one of business to me. They come back to me regularly. I see them regularly. So therefore, there is the boundaries between me and my patients. So in other words, it is incredibly important to establish trustworthy relationships between you and your patients when you manage someone with long-standing conditions. In terms of the diagnosis, there is no specific test to confirm the diagnosis. So we make the diagnosis based on the patient history, patient's presentation, and the clinical judgment. So therefore, you're the medical student. So therefore, what I want to highlight is that when you go to the clinical placement, please remember, patients are the best testimony. So learn from the patient, see what patients said, see how patients talk, see how patients behave, see how patients engage. These are the clues, you know, for making the correct clinical judgment and the clinical reason. So this is also the beauty of making the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease.
Wow, thank you so much. I feel like I learned so much from that. There's so many different factors to consider within just one disease. Okay, and I think this is it. So thank you so much for your time, Dr. Mo. Is there anything you'd like to say? Or
thank you for interviewing me, Alex. So, but I want to say my final word is that medicine is great. It is a rewarding profession. I know it is stressful, it is challenging, but on the other side of the coin, it is a rewarding profession. As a practicing doctor, you can have the tremendous opportunities to help others, to help other humans in many different ways. So I want to say welcome to our medical profession, and I wish you and all others medical students become good doctors and competent doctors in clinical practice. I know your futures will be bright.
Thank you so much. I'll try my best. Okay, so who am I talking to?
We're talking to Matthew from Simpson.
Nice to meet you, Matthew. So I just wanted to ask, what do you do around here, and what is this little cute business that you do?
So we're selling matcha and matcha cookies from our garden gate to students that are coming up the street.
That's amazing. And have you seen high demand recently with all of the students being back for university and the new students like myself?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a lot of students and they all have to come up this road to get to uni. So it's going very well.
Yeah. And how long ago did you start this?
Idea-wise, we were trying lots of different ideas because my sister, who's the other founding partner, she loves setting up businesses. So we threw out some ideas, and about a year later, she said, "What about a matcha stand?" I was like, "Let's try it."
That's really good, yeah, especially because a lot of people nowadays are drinking matcha. But have you thought about maybe expanding your range? Of course, I mean, it is quite new, but for now, you just sell two products. Has anyone asked you that before? Or
the quantity of the stuff we've got, it makes it cuter, but winter is on its way, so we will have hot matcha and lots of different flavours on their way as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Is there anything else that you want to add or throw in? Or
One always needs to smile to get through the day.
Yeah.
Take it a day at a time. You try out these ideas, and it's working very well. And we'll see each day what happens.
Thank you so much. And I can confirm the matcha is very good, so you should definitely check it out. Thank you. Hi, so what's your name?
My name is Hussein.
Nice to meet you. And what do you do?
So I work at Taco Bite, and I work on the till and take orders and stuff. And with me, I've got Mohammed. And he does the orders and stuff, he makes them. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Busy day, that's how it is.
So what is your favorite meal here?
I think I would have to go with the bitty beef tacos, gets the nice Mexican flavors out and stuff. And have you ever tried brisket?
I haven't, no.
The best thing I would say 100% is the bitty beef tacos, because it really brings the flavors out, and the brisket is as real as it gets. So that's pretty much it.
Do you have a lot of demand here, like a lot of customers walking by?
It's been pretty good. We've been here for around 3-4 weeks, and we used to be there right in front of Halifax, it's been like 3 years since we've been there, but now we've shifted, and it's been pretty good. The spot's been crazy good, and we're still working on the advertising and stuff. So that's pretty much it. That's it.
I am new to Leeds, so what would you kind of recommend around here? Like, are there any food and like any good areas, would you say?
Yeah, right behind you, the Trinity, that's the place to go, trust me. Because, you know, you've got so many things. And last night I was going there, I was like, sheesh, every time I go there, I find something new.
There's a new shop every single time.
You know, so that's something interesting. So, you know, if you go in there, you'll find loads of stuff and very interesting stuff. And I would say, yeah, definitely. Because the city centre itself is a place to be, because, you know, you find so much stuff and so many cultures, so many types of food and backgrounds, and, you know, you love it. Trust me, you love it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. What's your name, by the way?
Alex.
Nice to meet you, Alex.
Nice to meet you. And one final question.
Yeah.
Where can you, like, tell your customers or future customers, where can you be found? Where are you right now?
Okay, so we're at the heart of Leeds, literally the heart of Leeds, in front of, I mean, the easiest thing would be in front of Boots, in front of Trinity, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
In front of Trinity Street, in the heart of Leeds, you can find us, Taco by .uk, that's pretty much it. Hopefully I'll see you guys around. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Science and beyond.